WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And we are previewing what will happen tonight in the presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Happens at 9 o'clock on ABC, but it'll be simulcast probably on whatever station you want to watch it on, as well as on the internet and everywhere else, because ABC is just producing the debate, but all the other networks will be carrying it. And I was asking people what they expect to happen, because this is going to be a completely different scenario than the debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump can still try to debate the same policies because they've made it their strategy to align Kamala Harris with Joe Biden's policies, and which is fair. She's been there for the entirety of the administration. And she has kind of taken the high road when it comes to responding to some of the things that he said about her, but certainly taken her share of shots at him. So what will this be? And what do you think will happen? And who do you think will win it? And DSY says, Kamala all the way. I hope she makes him look like the fool that he is. Well, I think if you look at the way that they're strategizing for this debate, at least from what we've heard, I don't think either side is looking to completely, completely discredit the other side. Because you've seen Kamala Harris change her positions on some things, and some of them are more akin to Donald Trump's positions, such as fracking. Maybe not as extreme as, you know, drill, baby, drill, but, and then you see Trump has picked up some momentum with some ideas that are more akin to Harris's. So I think they're going to be careful not to completely paint each other as lunatics. But it'll be interesting to see just how far it goes. There's a few other things that I want to bring to your attention. One is, of course, we can talk about the passing of James Earl Jones. And I hate when people say this. When a older celebrity passes away, or an older person of note passes away, and they say, I thought he died years ago. But I'm being serious. I honestly thought James Earl Jones passed away a couple of years ago. I have a memory of driving on the highway and hearing the news that he had passed away. So maybe it was one of those days where they had like the death hoax where it goes around social media and turns out not to be true. Maybe that happened and I just never saw the follow-up. But I honestly thought that he'd passed away years ago, because there was something that had come out that was Star Wars, and it's like, oh, it's too bad James Earl Jones passed away and they couldn't get him to do the voice of Darth Vader. And then I remember also saying, well, who's going to do the This Is CNN now? And then I hear it and it's like, still James Earl Jones. Oh, they must be using old clips. Like I honestly thought that he'd passed away. But he did yesterday. Well, the news came out yesterday, so there's a little bit of a New England connection with James Earl Jones as well. A lot of people might not know this, but way back in the 70s, I know, right? So long ago, 1975, There was a movie, a made-for-TV movie, that aired on NBC October 20th, 1975, called The UFO Incident. And it was the story of Betty and Barney Hill, a New Hampshire couple who claimed to have not only seen a UFO, but to have been abducted by the occupants of that UFO, spending hours on their ship, being given a star map, and eventually being returned back down to Earth. Now, what's interesting is Betty and Barney Hill were a mixed race couple. They were an interracial couple in 1961, albeit in New Hampshire, where they lived in a small town area, but small towns were probably less likely to accept that in those days. And what always struck me about the Betty and Barney Hill story is, you know, they both had good jobs. I believe she was a social worker. He was a postman. So he worked for the government. They were an interracial couple trying to live their lives in small town New Hampshire without drawing too much attention to themselves. Yet when this incident happened, they stepped forward and talked about it in the media. They stepped forward and talked about it with the authorities, and they would have had every reason in the world not to come out and say this, because they could say, yo, you're not a postman anymore. We're taking your job away because you're making a bad name for yourself. And certainly having a mixed race couple would draw attention unnecessarily on them in 1960. So they had every reason in the world to stay quiet about this. And certainly no reason in the world to make it up. And they came forward with it. And when they made the movie in 1975, well, it aired in 1975, James Earl Jones portrayed Barney Hill. And I saw a nice little note from Betty and Barney Hill's niece, Kathy Martin, on social media about his passing yesterday. And I thought, you know, that's, everybody's going to remember him as Darth Vader, as Mufasa, as the guy in the Sandlot. Everybody's going to remember him for all these roles that were such important parts of our childhoods. But she's going to remember him as the guy who played her uncle. And that's pretty special, pretty unique. Another story that came out of Bourne yesterday. This was an odd story. Somebody called 911. At about 1:30 yesterday afternoon, after hearing someone shouting for help in the marsh behind Vineyard Circle in Bourne. And Sagamore Beach is on the other side of that marsh. And the person yelling for help was a man who was found in the mud about 12 feet from the backyard of a nearby home. He was stuck in the mud and told rescuers that he had been stuck there for 2 days. Firefighters cleared a path. They helped him out of the marsh. And he came out of the mud. His legs and feet were all muddy. And he said that his legs and feet hurt because he had been stuck in the mud all night. He'd probably been stuck standing in the same position. And I guess he had said at one point he was there all night. And then he said he had been there for 2 days. But they don't know exactly how he got stuck. But, you know, when we were kids, right, what's the joke that goes around on social media? I always thought that as an adult I'd have to worry about quicksand a lot more than I ever have. Because any movie that you watch that took place in any kind of jungle or forest or whatever, oh, we're trapped in quicksand. And, like, there isn't a lot of quicksand out there that you're going to encounter, especially around here. But, yeah, mud. And getting stuck in the mud and getting it. I'm gonna need more details on this story. Like, what was the man's footwear? What was he wearing? Could he have not, like, tried to pull his feet out of his shoes? I'm sure he tried. I mean, I've been stuck in mud before, but nothing I couldn't pull myself out of. But you have that momentary panic of, oh, my God, I'm stuck. And I'm sure his legs and feet hurt from trying to pull himself out. But the suction just keeps pulling you down. What a scary thing to be stuck like that for 2 days. And to think, I might never... Lamar, I'm not taking another call from you. I gave you plenty of time. So I think that might make us think twice about walking through some mud in the future. 2 days stuck out there. And another interesting story that I saw. You know, we talk a lot on this program about the lottery. Not that any of us are ever going to win it. Maybe. Maybe you will. Maybe you'll remember me, right? You'll be like, Tim used to talk a lot about the lottery. He inspired me to win. I'm going to buy him a sandwich. I was actually in here Saturday with Jose helping out with Money Matters. And I told him, I said, every time we talk about the lottery, when there's these big jackpots, I always say, Jose always says, if you win, I should be your first call. Because he's going to make sure that you don't blow all that money. Well, a woman in North Carolina who played the lottery, she decided to hide her winning lottery ticket in a safe place. It was a $10 Multiplier Mania ticket that her husband bought and brought home for her to scratch. And when she scratched it, she realized that the ticket was a $1 million winner. And because they couldn't jump right in the car and drive to the lottery and claim their prize, in order to keep it safe, they hid it under their mattress. Do you know how many things I put under my mattress over the years and forgot about? Oh, here's that Christmas present I got you. Whoops. I know it's June now, but I forgot that I put it under my mattress. Oh, here's that $2 bill that I got that I was like, oh, I'm going to hold on to this and see if it's worth anything. You know how much it's worth? $2. But still, I held on to it. Oh, here it is under the mattress. And that's not to mention, you know, what I might have had under my mattress when I was a teenager. But that's where they kept this $1 million winning lottery. I would not have left it off my person. I would have taken that. I would have gotten some box tape, put that scratch ticket against my chest, wrapped my body in box tape, and made sure that thing was secure. It wasn't going anywhere until I got to the lottery to claim it. Which reminds me of a story that the late, great Carl Bean once told me. He said that when he was covering the Boston Celtics in the 80s during the original Big Three era, Robert Parrish had in his contract that he would get a game check before every game. So rather than pay him at the beginning of the season or at the end of the season or however they paid the players, he got a check per game, every game. And he would take that check. And in those days, you know, they had their jerseys tucked into their little short shorts. And he would take that game check and he would drop it down the front of his jersey and keep it there through the whole game. And because he sweated so much during the game, he would come back into the locker room after the game, take his jersey off, and have to peel the envelope from his chest and then pull the check out of it to go bring it down and deposit it. But that's he didn't trust leaving it in the locker. He didn't trust giving it to anybody else. He wanted to keep it on his person while he played, and there's, you know, nothing else you can really do. When you're out there on the court, you don't have pockets. I think, I'm not totally sure, but I think current NBA shorts do have pockets. Because I think the players keep their mouth guards in them if they take them out. But yeah, he would have to peel the envelope off of his chest because it would be stuck to him. Robert Parrish, if you don't remember, not only was he a hard worker on the court, he was a very sweaty guy. So you can only imagine what that was like. And you can only imagine what that was like when he brought it to the bank and said he would like to make a deposit. And then the bank teller was like, Robert Parrish is here again. It's your turn. You take him. You take the stinky, sweaty check with all the ink blurred together. 508-996-0500. Speaking of sports, we're going to have the Patriots here all season long. And after opening the season with a surprising win, the Patriots are looking to move to 2-0 this Sunday afternoon in their home opener. So you can tune in as the Pats welcome the Seahawks. Just as New England's Gerard Mayo is a first-year coach and got his first victory last week, so did new Seattle coach Mike McDonald. So which team is going to get their second win on Sunday? It'll be Patriots-Seahawks with kickoff at 1 p.m. and pregame on WBSM beginning at 10 a.m. You can listen to the game on 1420 a.m. and 99.5 FM or hear our regular programming on the WBSM app and at WBSM.com. The New England Patriots all season long, right here on WBSM. I'm going to take my break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Welcome back. And what exactly is German for everyone's a Captain Kirk? I don't know. The song makes even less sense to me in English than it does in German, but that's all right. I still love it anyway. We'll be taking more of your calls coming up, 508-996-0500. We will also take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app, looking for what you're expecting tonight in the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Are you expecting fireworks? You're expecting it to be boring? Are you expecting it to be completely about issues? Or is it going to be a battle of personalities? What are you expecting to have happen? We can talk about that and more, plus whatever else is on your mind. Again, 508-996-0500. But right now, it is time to turn things over to our own Captain Kirk in the WBSM newsroom, Phil Devitt.
Harris and Trump. It's time for what could be their only debate before the election. SpaceX makes history and could do it again this week. And an iconic voice is silenced.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are just hours away from their first and possibly only debate, less than 2 months before the presidential election. Tonight's event in Philadelphia will be the first time the two have ever met in person. This Trump supporter has some advice for the former president.
Don't call our names. Just stick to the issues.
This voter in the key state of Pennsylvania wants to hear more from Harris during the debate.
I hope to learn a lot of good things about her and what her plans are to help us this next few years.
The event has heightened importance with a new Siena College New York Times poll showing the race in a dead heat. ABC News debate starts at 9 on all major networks. SpaceX is celebrating a historic launch from Florida's Space Coast overnight. The Polaris Dawn mission finally got off the ground with a successful launch after being delayed several times due to a helium leak and bad weather. If everything goes as planned, the four civilian astronauts embarking on a 5-day journey will take part in the first ever commercial spacewalk. A man accused of setting an Israeli flag on fire during a protest at Columbia University in April now faces charges. Jacqueline Carl reports.
40-year-old James Carlson pleaded not guilty in a Manhattan court on Monday on criminal mischief and three misdemeanors. He faces 4 years in prison if convicted. Carlson is also facing a separate case of trespassing inside Columbia University's Hamilton Hall on April 30th. He's due back in court on December 9th. Neither Carlson or his lawyer have commented on the case. Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio, New York.
Experts say Americans should start planning their 2024 taxes now. Tammy Trujillo reports.
Chief Tax Information Officer for Jackson Hewitt, Mark Stebber, says the reasons are simple.
You can avoid surprise. You can avoid refund shock or balance due disappointment. So the important concept is to do an estimate of where you're going to be as early as possible using the current data that you have.
He says simply take your August 30th pay stub, add 8 more future pay stubs, and you'll get a pretty good idea of what your W-2 wages will be for 2024. Do the same with your withholding, and you should see where you're at currently, barring any year-end bonuses. Stebber says you can keep it simple or do a deep dive with spreadsheets or reach out to an expert now for help. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And the world is remembering actor James Earl Jones, who has died at the age of 93. Lisa G. reports.
The award-winning actor was regarded for his accomplishments on the stage and screen. He was well known for his voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Luke, it is your destiny.
As Mufasa in The Lion King.
Don't turn your back on me, Scar.
As an actor in Roots.
Kunta Kinte!
Coming to America.
Guests awaiting, Your Majesty.
Let them wait!
He also loved New York City and the theater, and had a Broadway theater named after him on West 48th Street. Jones passed away at his home in Dutchess County, New York. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox took the opener against the Orioles 12-3 at Fenway Park. Boston now 3 games back of the final American League wildcard spot. The series continues tonight in Boston. First pitch at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Lovely today once again with abundant sunshine. Meanwhile, some clouds this morning. They'll break apart. Temperatures around 60 this morning. Upper 70s by the afternoon with sunny skies. Clear, low 50s overnight. Tomorrow into Thursday, mid 70s with plenty of sunshine. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420. WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And as we are watching before our very eyes, the calendar turn to almost mid-September, right? We're already 10 days into September. The weather is still trying to hold on to the last vestiges of summer. As you heard Ceci Del Carmen say there, we're going to have some warm temperatures, but comfortable weather. And then it's going to get even hotter later on. So I was ready. I was getting ready to start putting the shorts away. I usually keep wearing shorts until October, but there were a few mornings there where I woke up and I said, maybe I'm going to wear jeans today. Maybe I'll put on regular pants today. But then I looked at the weather and saw it warm up later on and said, okay, I'll wear shorts again. But now it's getting warmer. And I'm not that I want to retire the shorts because I do like wearing shorts, but I'm also like doing everything I can to keep these up now because these are 38s that I bought at the beginning of the summer. And I think I'm probably down to a 36 now because I really have to cinch the belt. I bought canvas belts for these just for that purpose so I could cinch. So now I'm worried that all the jeans that I bought last year won't fit. They'll be too big. Nice problem to have. But also, you know, it's costly. Clothes aren't cheap. But yes, you will be getting some really nice weather, so you'll still have plenty of opportunities to get out there and do some things outside. You'll still be able to get outside and enjoy some of that nice weather. And one of the things that's going to be happening is the return of the now Trinidad to Pope's Island. It's actually coming back today, and then tomorrow it'll be open to the public. So starting tomorrow, you'll be able to tour the ship. And Ariel has all the details for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But this is a replica of one of Magellan's ships. And while it's a replica, the ship itself, you know, the original ship is steeped in history. And it's not often that we have a tall ship right out there for you to even go look at, let alone to be able to walk aboard and tour. And not only will you tour the ship and walk around, but you get to see the floating museum and the exhibits and get a chance to interact with the crew. And really, this whole weekend is going to be a big celebration for the 25th anniversary of AHA. But if you want to tour the now Trinidad, tours will be available from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., from September 11th through the 15th. And you can purchase your tickets in person at Pope's Island Marina, or you can get them online. There is a link in Ariel's story for you to be able to do that. And if you want to get those tickets, I'm just looking here on the website so I can tell you how much they cost. Oh, glad I checked so I can give you this information. So when you go to buy the tickets, it's in euros. And it says the conversion to dollars will take place at the end of the purchase, just so you're aware. But the price works out to being $15 for adults, $5 for children between 5 and 12 years old. Children under 5 are free. And you can get a family ticket for $35 that will cover 2 adults and up to 3 children. So when you think about it that way, $35 to bring mom, dad, and 3 kids onto the ship is not a bad price to pay for getting the chance to walk around this floating museum and experience it. If I've got some time, I'm going to try to get over there. I'm certainly going to try to drive by on my way home. I'll be here a little bit late tonight, so it should be over at Pope's Island by the time I leave here. But you can get all the details, and the link to get your tickets is right up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Right now, I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Rosanna.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So we had this squirrel over by the studio window earlier. Now I've got crows that are picking at something, but I don't think that that's food, guys. I don't think you should eat that. It looks electronic. Looks like that might be some glass. I don't know that you should be. They're looking at me like, don't tell us what to do. They know I'm talking about them. Crows are very intelligent. They also listen to the radio. And, here comes a fourth one. We officially have a murder of crows outside. There's a murder happening outside the WBSM window. A murder of crows. All right. Anyway, 508-996-0500. And if you didn't hear the news earlier, we have a new contest that is starting next week. Starts Monday morning here on WBSM. We are going to pay somebody for listening to WBSM. That's right. You could get paid just for listening to the best talk on the South Coast. It's your chance to win $30,000 with Money Talks. Now, starting next Monday, we will have your Money Talks codes 10 times every day. During my show, during Chris, during Barry, and during Howie. And when you hear that code, enter it at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app on our Money Talks page, and you will be entered to win. 10 chances to win each day. Now, one winner each hour will win a $100 prize. But then every code you enter is also an entry for the grand prize of $30,000. So if you want to enter to win, the more times you listen, the more chances you have to win. It all starts Monday morning right here on WBSM with Money Talks. Right? Because we talk enough. We'll let the money do some talking for a little while. And start thinking about what you could do with that $30,000. It could be something that is as simple as I've got to make some home repairs and I'm going to invest that money in that. It could also be something as simple as extravagant as I've wanted to go to Paris. I've always wanted to go to Paris. I'm going to go to Paris. It could be someone in the family needs a car. It could also be, you know what? I'm going to get that classic car that I've always wanted. And I'm going to drive it to 50s night next year. I can't argue with that idea. If I won $30,000, there's a good chance I'd be buying a Trans Am with some of it. I'd be getting myself a nice, you know, 1984-85, the F-body Trans Am with the bird on the hood, T-tops. I had one just like it, except I had a white one. I'd want it probably in black, so it looks more like Kit from Knight Rider. But unlike Kit, I want the bird on the hood. And I want the decals. The bird, by the way, that's for those who don't know what I mean. The Trans Ams that have the Firebird on the hood. And the two little decals on the sides. Pop-up lights. And the stock AC Delco sound system is fine. I don't need a fancy sound system in there. Because I had that Delco sound system in my two Trans Ams and it was best radio I ever had in my car. But I wouldn't spend all 30 grand on it, but I'd certainly be using some of it for that. Anyway, you could be having those kind of daydreams like I just went off on. You could be having those with the possibility to have $30,000 with Money Talks with WBSM. All right. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We've been looking at some of the different news stories of the day, as well as getting prepared for tonight's debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. And CNN has some reporting on some of the attack lines, some of the points that Donald Trump will be making about Kamala Harris in tonight's debate. And, of course, they will stick with that theme that Harris owns everything from the Biden administration. Jason Miller, Trump campaign spokesperson, was in a call with reporters ahead of the debate and pointed to the handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and illegal immigration, Harris casting tie-breaking votes in the Senate to pass stimulus bills, and the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan as issues that the campaign believes Harris, quote, owns. But he also said he expects that there will be some, quote, surprises during the debate. And according to the CNN report, he pointed to Harris's interview on CNN with Dana Bash, in which she said her values have not changed. When asked about why she had changed her position on some things, she said her values have not changed, even as her positions have. And Miller argued that that answer, quote, really opens the door to talking about what are those values. What has Kamala Harris stood for over the years, going all the way back to the beginning? And Miller is also making the claim that Kamala Harris has been the one that's been in charge of the country for 3.5 years, not Joe Biden. And I don't believe that. And they flip-flop on what they believe. One minute Kamala Harris has been running things for 3.5 years. The next minute, she's an idiot who's never actually done anything and has no experience. But Miller said that when it comes to Donald Trump, he will, quote, be himself. So that'll be something that I think, you know, people who are supporters of Donald Trump are looking for. They don't want him to hold back. They don't want him to take a different tact or a different approach, just because it's Kamala Harris on the other side, somebody he's never even met before. They want that bulldog Trump that's going to just hammer her with those classic Trumpisms. But is there some concern? I mean, did you see the answer he gave about childcare over the weekend, where he just rambled on for a couple of minutes and didn't really make any sense? It's not the first time that he's done that. And if it was fair to talk about that when it was Joe Biden, it's fair to talk about it when it's Donald Trump. Do you have concerns that he might be the one who is rambling on and saying nonsensical things in this debate like Biden was in the last one? Because I've seen a sharp cognitive decline. I mean, everybody that wanted to call in and say that about Joe Biden, it now applies to Donald Trump. It may not be as severe, but it's there. And if you don't recognize it, it's just willful ignorance. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Well, we are just about out of time for this hour. We will take a break for the news. We'll have your ABC News with all your national headlines, including the latest on tonight's debate. And then Phil Devitt has all of your South Coast headlines in the WBSM newsroom. On the other side of that, we can talk more about the debate. We can talk about that Donald Trump childcare is childcare quote if you want. We can